saw shades off and went back to his apartment. The phone was ringing.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Willie. I'm house-sitting for shades. Hello?
That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Is this Celia?
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Shades. He asked me to look after his cats until you got here.
Is he there?
No, he's on his way to Chicago.
He's going to meet me at the station. I don't know where he lives.
Where are you now?
In Albany. I had to change trains.
Well, I'll pick you up at the Saratoga station, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The Saratoga train station is on the edge of town down a dirt road. You have to drive through woods. It was kind of dingy, slightly depressing. I've seen pictures of the original train station. It used to be right in the center of town. It was a big, beautiful Victorian train station that, like most other beautiful things, was torn down. The tracks were moved out of town and, well, that's progress. I stood there watching people get off. I forgot to ask what she looked like. I figured I'd wait to see who was left standing there. But people started boarding the train, and finally up went the steps, the doors closed, and the train went chugging off. Well, they're diesels. They don't really chug. The engine just sort of drives off, and the cars just tag along behind it. I went back to Shades' place to look after Luke's cats. Well, they're not Luke's anymore. I guess they belong to Shades. Shades has quite a record collection. LPs, 78s, even 45s. They're all jazz, blues, gospel, early rock and roll, classic stuff. I just put on Charlie Mingus when the phone rang.
Yeah, Celia?
Put Shades on.
Who is this?
Are you out of hearing?
Shades isn't here.
Put him on.
He's gone to Chicago.
Wise guy, I don't care who you are. Put Shades on.
He left this afternoon for Chicago.
Wise guy says he left for Chicago. Huh? How did he leave?
He took the train.
Who are you?
I'm looking after his cats.
Looking after his cats. What's your name?
Jake.
What?
I said, what's your name?
Jake.
Who?
What do you mean, who? You.
Tell him Jake.
Jake.
Jake what?
LaMotta.
LaMotta.
LaMotta? You said his name is Jake LaMotta. What are you, some kind of a heavyweight?
You were named after your uncle.
I was named after my uncle.
The Raging Bull?
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, boy, this guy's uncle was Jake LaMotta. You Italian?
Half.
Half.
Half Irish.
Half Irish.
Half Irish.
Ask them what they want.
They're not gonna tell me.
What's that?
What do you need from Shades? Maybe I can help you.
When's he coming back?
3 weeks.
But he said...
What'd he say?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. You go over with me.
I swear on my uncle's good name.
I swear on my uncle's good name.
Swear on his uncle's good name. Listen, Jake. You have yourself a nice day.
Jake LaMotta, is that the best you could come up with?
It got your respect, but you gotta work on your voice. You know, get deep, man. Hey, come with him out, son, father. Father, mother, was you. Come with him, son. Go on, shut up, get out. I like the one. You want the food, you should get out. I got no shoes. You know, like that.
Hey, baby, why don't you come on over here and have a little calzone? Hey, how'd you like that?
That needs work. Try it the next time when the phone rings.
How'd you know it was gonna ring?
That's what phones do. Okay, you remember deep, heavy, right?
Shay's place. Shay's ain't here. What do you want? Hello?
Is Willie there?
Oh, Celia, where are you?
Fort Edward. I didn't know that was my stop. Fort Edward was the next one.
I know. You're about 20 minutes from here. I'll drive over. I'll pick you up. Celia?
Yeah. Thanks.
Are you okay?
I drove to Fort Edward. It's an old train station, the classic kind, with a round peaked witch's hat for a roof. It doesn't have a ticket master anymore. To catch a train, you have to stand by the tracks and wave your arms. She sat there on her old suitcase. She was slumped over, her head down. When I pulled up in my pickup, she looked up. The headlights reflected off her face. She had been crying. When she saw me, her body tightened. She wiped her face on her sleeve.
Celia? I'm Willie.
Hi.
Can I help you with that? As we drove back, I tried to make some kind of conversation, but everything I said came out sounding stupid. Short Top finally gave me some worthwhile advice.
Shut up and drive.
Yeah, you're right.
What was that?
Nothing.
How is he?
Shades?
I haven't seen him since, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years.
He's okay.
Is he getting old?
He looks good. He's healthy.
And who are these cats he's so attached to? They seem to be his whole life.
I guess so.
He said the guy who gave them to him was murdered?
Yeah.
A car bomb?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Luke? Yeah, I was painting his house. He owns an island on the Hudson. It's just down from Fort Edward.
I always thought things were pretty quiet up here.
They are, but now and then...
Kaboom!
Yeah.
Hmm?
Was a strange guy, but I liked him.
Are you the person who was in the car just before it exploded?
Yeah.
It happened in a cemetery?
It did.
Why did he go to a cemetery?
It's right on the Hudson, not far from where Luke had his boat, the one he used to go back and forth to the island.
But why was he in the cemetery?
I don't know. He was pretty drunk.
Well, you mean he was peeing and then they blew up his car?
I think he was in the car when it blew up. You had anything to eat?
I had some snacks on the train.
I know a good place.
Bruno's is 50s retro. There's an area devoted to Elvis, another to Marilyn Monroe, one for James Dean, one for Marlon Brando, and that's where we sat. On the wall was a photo of Brando and Lee Marvin sitting on motorcycles. It was a still from the movie The Wild Ones. Behind me was a pink jukebox shaped like the rear end of the original Ford T-Bird. I put a couple of quarters in, selected something quiet enough so we could talk.
Are you going to stay in Saratoga Springs for a while?
I've never been here before.
It's a nice town.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Who are you?
I'm nobody.
How come you know Uncle Shades?
Well, I got to know Shades when he was a gardener working for Luke. Shades and I are friends, but I don't know much about him. Do you?
Yeah, he used to be a bookie.
What? No kidding!
He worked for a bootlegger in Chicago.
No, you're making this up?
He used to tell me all kinds of stories, running numbers, speakeasies. He had a pearl-handled revolver.
What?
I saw it when I was 11 years old, and he let me handle it. It was heavy. He made me promise not to tell. You're the first person I ever told.
She was easy to be with. That's probably because she was too tired to be tough. It's only about 10 minutes from Bruno's back to Shade's place. She fell asleep within the first 2 minutes. Her head was leaned back against the headrest. Her face changed. The muscles relaxed. The hardness fell away. She looked soft, sweet, vulnerable. I could even see that 11-year-old little girl in there. When I pulled up to Shade, she was still asleep. I knew I had to wake her, but there wasn't any hurry. I let her sleep.